You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. For years, the Regional Transit Authority, the RTA, has been trying and failing to launch a plan to bring a coordinated mass transit system to Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, and Washtenaw counties. The plans include a web of highways, bus rapid transit, and train lines, with Detroit serving as a sort of a hub. After suffering a defeat at the ballot box in 2016 and another rejection by its board in 2018, the RTA is back again with another plan. Megan Owens of Transportation Riders United is here with us. Megan, remind us why the previous plans just didn't generate enough support.
Well, it's important to remember that the vast majority of people in this region do drive and don't necessarily have a lot of experience with public transit until suddenly their car breaks down and they have to get to a job. Their kid is suddenly asking them to drive them everywhere they need to go. Their grandparent needs to get to appointments. This region doesn't have as much experience with public transit, but once people do have a personal experience, do see why it's necessary that support really grows. So this is a relatively new issue for our region to take on. Yes, we've been working on it for a couple of years, but the recognition of how important it is only continues to grow the more we do have a chance to talk with people about it.
So tell us about this plan, particularly what's new or different.
Well, a lot of it does build on the strengths of the previous plans. There are some pieces that are very popular, a commuter train between Detroit and Ann Arbor, airport express service, so you can drive a couple miles, park your car and get a convenient, affordable ride directly to the airport. It would increase the frequency of transit along some of the busiest corridors, and then connect to some of the places that you completely can't get to right now. That if you don't drive, you are completely without access. But they did really try to listen to the concerns that have been brought up by some parts of the community. The northern most parts of Oakland and Macomb County, while they would like to see some transit improvement, they don't see nearly the value that the rest of the region would. So if the legislature allows it, this plan would actually include just the southern two-thirds of Oakland and Macomb County, along with Wayne and Washtenaw counties. And this plan also includes more pilots for things like incorporating new mobility, all of these great new technologies that are coming in. We know they're going to change how we get around. Let's make sure that the public sector has an active role in making sure these new services work for everyone, not just the wealthiest, not just the people right in the heart of downtown. So I feel like this plan did a nice job of continuing with some of the core pieces people really want to see, like getting around more frequently, more reliably. But it takes into account some of the complaints people had in the past.
Yeah.
It
keeps the commuter rail service between Ann Arbor and Detroit, because I know a lot of people wanted that. And then the airport express line would still be in there as well.
Yes, those are definitely some of the most popular components. And people just say, why on earth do we not already have these types of options? Well, we just haven't been willing to fund them yet. Well, hopefully that's about to change.
Megan, with Brooks Patterson set to retire next year, do you have new confidence that the next head of Oakland County will support a regional transit authority plan to kind of wed this region together with transit?
There's definitely no guarantees. Certainly several of the leading contenders are very strong transit supporters and do want to see Oakland County really as a leader in public transit, as opposed to being seen as the barrier that unfortunately Brooks Patterson has proven to be. But regardless of who the leader is, we're going to continue to demonstrate how the people all across Oakland County really would benefit from having these types of options, even if you never get on it. More reliable workers, less traffic on the highway. There's real benefits for everyone.
And that's
what we hope to make sure.
And what about Macomb exec Mark Hackle, who has been against RTA plans so far? Any sense where he might stand on plans going forward?
Well, the conversations are still ongoing. He's certainly been willing to talk. removing the most rural northern counties addresses some of the big concerns. So you have places way up like Romeo or Armada that would not be asked to pay twice. And it also really does address some of the concerns. From past plans, like why does grass should get so much focus when they've got more businesses along Mound and Van Dyke? Well, this really gives more priority to Mound and Van Dyke. So hopefully by the RTA really listened to what those complaints are, really addressed the vast majority of them. And this is not the final plan. The RTA is going to be spending the next 3 months asking, is this right? We've listened, we've adjusted. Is this, in fact, what our communities need? So starting this Thursday in Ann Arbor, in August, they'll have a meeting in Macomb County, in September in Oakland County. They're really going around to each county to ask, here's what we think we heard from you.
Listening to the
Did
people.
Did we get it right?
Megan Owens, Transportation Riders United. As always, Megan, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.